Well, hi there, folks. Welcome to the program. This, of course, is Stinchfield, the podcast. They need to throw President Trump's classified documents case out, and they need to throw it out today. The judge in that case, this federal case for illegally handling classified documents, is a total farce. It's a scam. And now we have this admission from Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, in a filing to the court that they tampered with the evidence. Now, he doesn't use the word tampering. They use the word mishandling. And they use the terms, we jumbled the chronological order. What it means is they tampered with the evidence. And they really, really put a total block on President Trump's ability to defend his case by having these documents tampered with in the way that they were. And even that famous picture of the documents laid out on the ground, guess what? That too was tampered with. It was a total setup job. But beyond this, this is about the documents in the boxes, and it is an absolute shame. I'm going to go through what this filing means, what it says that Jack Smith told the court. Judge Eileen Cannon, who's been so instrumental in having many of these documents unredacted and exposing the cooperation between Biden's White House and the DOJ in trying to, quote, get Trump, as Alan Dershowitz says. To me, it's another example of either incompetence or deviousness. Maybe a little bit of both, but I think it falls more on the deviousness aspect of this and an all-out quest for the deep state to go after President Trump. Well, they've been busted and they admitted it. Of course, the show is brought to you by Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, folks, let's get the show started. So happy for you to be along for the ride. Here we go.
Uncensored and unapologetic. This is Stinchfield. Here's your host, Grant Stinchfield.
All right, folks, so let's get down into the nitty-gritty of how this all went down. GrantStinchfield.com is the website, by the way, GrantStinchfield.com. All right, so what Jack Smith's filing says to the court was that key evidence in the case, meaning all of those boxes of classified documents they seized. Now, remember, they seized boxes of classified documents, but watch this. 31 of them, folks, 31 documents is all they found. This, if you're watching on Rumble, if you're listening, I'm holding up a stack of papers about less than a quarter of an inch thick, less than a quarter of an inch. 31 papers, 31 documents, goes in a box like that, right? And who can remember all of those boxes on stage for President Trump? 31 documents, one box, there's the box, and yet we saw boxes and boxes and boxes. Well, it turns out inside those boxes, they jumbled all of the documents up. So they're no longer in chronological order, according to this filing. And not only are they no longer in chronological order physically, but in the digital scan, they're no longer in chronological order. Well, how does that happen? If you're going through a box and you're going to scan it in, how do you scan it out of chronological order? Unless you're tampering with the evidence. What if Jack Smith's team stuck classified documents into the box that wasn't there to begin with? We wouldn't know. And now we don't know. And all you have to do is raise reasonable doubt, reasonable suspicion that that could be the case. And I go back to Crossfire Hurricane, a total setup job. We know the government is able to do that. You go back to Hillary Clinton's email case. They erased all of those documents off the server. This was Hillary Clinton with the help of government, by the way, doing this. So we know they're capable of planting evidence, destroying evidence, concocting evidence, all of those things. A reasonable person would say, you know what? Now you've tampered with all of this evidence, Jack Smith and your team. Now we don't know what's legit and what's not. And don't forget the boxes of documents that were sent from the National Archives to President Trump. They called and said, you need to take these documents. All the while, the FBI is investigating, saying we want documents back. Who knows what was in those boxes? Did they set President Trump up by sending him classified information? Again, this admission says we're never going to be able to tell. So whether you like it or not, this case needs to be thrown out, folks, and it needs to be thrown out today. So the two chronologies of these documents, both digital and physical, ordered, out of order. The order is not the same as the scans. So now the evidence should have remained in the exact state that it was collected in. Why? Why take it out of order? And why lie? Because in this admission, this court document admission by Jack Smith, he admits to the court that he lied to the court that the evidence remained in the exact state that it was seized. This is what he had previously declared to the court. No, the evidence is in the exact same state that we seized it in. Now he says, well, that's not true. Again, why is it out of order? Why would you lie about it before saying it was in the same state? Now it's not. Unless you're trying to do something devious, which to me is exactly what it says here. The order of this is important because you need to know how it was received by President Trump. And President Trump's claim is that the documents in the boxes were in order of how they were received. And if you could go back and show that, yes, they're in order, then you could show that President Trump didn't go in, or his team go in, find classified documents, take them out of order, destroy some documents, not destroy others. If you have the exact way the documents were found, it can help you lend credibility to the fact that President Trump just took the documents and he wasn't going through them, destroying them, as prosecution claims. When you take away your ability to make a defense like that, you take away your ability to defend yourself. That is the exact example of when you throw a case out. When you do not have the ability to assess the evidence against you and then look at the evidence in its original form, you've got to throw out the case. So again, to me, this proves incompetence by Jack Smith's team, the special prosecutor, and the DOJ and the FBI. Okay? No doubt about it when you look at it from my perspective. All right, I'm going to play John Ratcliffe. He was director of national intelligence, I believe that's right, under President Trump, national security advisor, director of national, I think he was the DNI under President Trump. He was on with Maria Bartiromo explaining why this case is so important. I'm going to play a little bit of his interview for you. But before I do that, folks, I want to tell you about my friends over at Patriot Mobile, patriotmobile.com/grant, 972-PATRIOT. Is the number to call, 972-PATRIOT. And I tell you, I have a Patriot Mobile phone. I'm so grateful for this phone. I'm grateful to be part of what is a growing army declaring our allegiance to the Constitution, the United States, to freedom, to liberty. And we do it by putting our money where our mouth is, supporting companies that believe in those things. Patriot Mobile is one of them. Look, they proudly declare themselves as America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. That has brought the heat from all over the world onto them. The mainstream media despises this company. That's another reason why you should sign up with them. The service is great. You pick the network you want to be on, so they have a performance guarantee like none other. So you use the big three networks, but customer service is through Patriot Mobile. You pay your bill to Patriot Mobile, and you keep the money out of the woke cell phone company's hands. And let Patriot Mobile support first responders and the Second Amendment and all of these things. 972-PATRIOT. Tell them Grant Stinchfield sent you. PatriotMobile.com/Grant. Use the promo code Grant for free activation, which is a great deal there. 972-PATRIOT. Make the switch today. All right, I promised you I would play you this interview Maria Bartiromo did with John Ratcliffe. He's also a former U.S. attorney, not far from where I broadcast from, over here in the East Dallas area, Rockwall area. He was U.S. attorney, and he was also the mayor of Heath out there as well, but involved intimately in President Trump's administration, dealing with intelligence issues as well. This is him explaining why this stunning admission from Jack Smith that they tampered with the evidence is so big.
In terms of the classified documents case, I remember the infamous picture that the FBI took of all those classified documents that they said that they took from Mar-a-Lago. Specifically, tell me about what you're saying, that what evidence was tampered with, and did the FBI tamper with this?
Yeah, so that famous photograph, what we have now learned, and the government has had, Jack Smith and his prosecutors have had to admit, is that that was staged. And those top secret classified sheets that all the public saw and said, oh my God, look at those top secret documents. Those were placed there by the FBI. And what Jack Smith admitted in court this week was that, in his words, they mishandled the classified documents and misrepresented those to the court. Maria, that's a kind way of saying we tampered with the evidence and then we lied to the court about it. And they got caught when President Trump's lawyers and the other co-defendants raised this issue and said, look, the documents here don't match up. The documents that were presented to us don't match the digitally scanned records of when they were taken from Mar-a-Lago. And Jack Smith, not only did they tamper with that and lie to the court about it, but he's now admitted to the court that he doesn't know how that happened. He's only offered a number of possible explanations for how that could have happened. So he's absolutely blown the chain of custody. And again, he has a prosecutor, lead prosecutor in this case, Jay Bratt, who met with White House counsel and a representative of the National Archives in several times in the weeks before Jack Smith was even appointed.
Wow.
Maria, this reeks of crossfire hurricane when the Obama-Biden administration fabricated evidence before the FISA court, lied to the court about it to pursue Donald Trump, and now we're seeing it again in this classified documents case. The judge could dismiss this case at any point in time, Maria.
And he needs to. She needs to. Judge Eileen Cannon. This judge needs to dismiss this case. And when he spells out what's happening here, what he's describing is a history of illegal behavior on the part of a rogue Justice Department, a deep state that controls every level of government, that wants everyone out of government that has the hint or chance of exposing them for who they are. Anti-freedom, pro-big government power lunatics. And of course, President Trump is on the front lines of exposing the deep state. He's made his admission and he's made it his mission to go out there and root out the deep state. Now, I get it that, you know, those of us who wanted more will say, you know what, he didn't get rid of the deep state. It's not President Trump's fault that he was unable to root out the deep state in 4 years. It's that the deep state was so dug in, so entrenched at every level of government. When you look at how civil service laws are set up as well, the ability to fire people that work for the federal government is so hard with the unions involved and all these things. It's impossible to do this in just 4 years. And I'm going to make you an admission. President Trump's going to go in there. He's going to upend the deep state, but there's no way you're going to be able to fully root it out in the next 4 years. You're going to need another Republican administration after President Trump to continue this quest to clean up government. Now, he talked about Crossfire Hurricane and the Russian collusion case. He also, John Ratcliffe, mentioned the other stunning admission that the National Archives was working with the Biden White House, and the National Archives ends up sending documents to President Trump's Mar-a-Lago. At the same time, they're trying to get documents back, but they're saying, hey, you need to take these documents in. They can't tell you which documents were which ones were sent to President Trump, which ones he had already. Were there classified documents in the group that NARA sent to President Trump? Was this a setup job? So we've just learned that it could be. And if a reasonable person suspects that, yes, maybe it was, then you've got to throw out this case as well. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that could load up classified documents in a bunch of boxes, send it to Mar-a-Lago, and then the FBI comes in and raids Mar-a-Lago and says, hey, we've got all your, we just caught you with classified documents. Yeah, that you sent us. And the order of the documents is so important because that's going to prove whether or not President Trump knew what he had or didn't know what he had, whether they looked at it or not. But now they can't even tell you that. And as John Ratcliffe says, they can't tell us how the documents got jumbled. Give me a break. How many people had access to these documents? Who was going through them? I don't trust anybody inside government. I don't trust any of these FBI agents. It's very sad that I have to say that, but I don't. So Kash Patel was on John Solomon. John Solomon's the one who tipped me off to this over at Just the News. Great site. He's going to be on my Real America's Voice show tonight. John Solomon tipped me off to this piece because he's the one who wrote it about this stunning admission from Jack Smith. Well, earlier, Kash Patel was on talking about the classified documents case. I'm talking about with the National Archives sending Trump records.
It's the critical piece of evidence here. And again, it's not my reporting. It's not your reporting. Yeah. It's their words. Yeah. The people that lied to us, the DOJ and the Biden White House, who said we have nothing to do with this. And in order to bring this prosecution, Joe Biden himself had to singularly direct the Department of Justice to vitiate Donald Trump's executive privilege. He had to make that decision because he's the only one that could do that. Right. And if that weren't bad enough, now we have his cohorts at DOJ instructing NARA to break protocol. Like you said, John, this has never been done before. And NARA admitted that. And then NARA bent the knee to the will of the Biden DOJ and the Biden White House to bring charges, baselessly so, against Donald Trump for political reasons. So, Amanda, as you said, the number three Department of Justice official in Colangelo, no prosecutor at that level ever goes to state court that far in his career. You start in state court like I did, and you make your way up to the feds. You only do so if you have a political vendetta to seek against Donald Trump, and that's exactly what's going on. And when he opened his statement in New York against Donald Trump this last week, do you know what he talked about first? An illegal conspiracy that Donald Trump was involved with. Here's the kicker. Donald Trump is not charged in the state of New York with any conspiracy to do anything. Yeah. And it's illegal and unconstitutional to tell the jury about other conspiracies that aren't charged. And it's not like New York wouldn't charge Donald Trump if they could. They didn't, because even right. they know he's not.
Yeah. It's all, again, as you get deeper and deeper into this, all of these cases are collapsing before their eyes. Certainly the New York case is collapsing. They're now 2 weeks in. I'm losing track of how many days. They're weeks into this New York case, and they haven't even brought up what the crime is yet. They've only just painted a picture that President Trump somehow wanted to stop negative information about him from getting out. Oh, go figure. He's running for president of the United States. Every public figure wants negative information stopped before it gets out. You see that case falling apart. Every witness has been a disaster, and these are the witnesses the prosecution's bringing. They've been a disaster for the prosecution. Then you look at the classified documents case, this one where the judge is in Florida, who's unredacted, so many of these things. We're learning all of these things about what's happening there and the admission by Jack Smith that the documents and evidence is out of order. And then you look at what Joe Biden was doing with his classified documents. You compare that to President Trump's classified documents. President Trump was president of the United States. He had the ability to declare all of these things unclassified. There's something called the Presidential Records Act, which you can make an argument gave President Trump the authority to hold and keep these records as well. No president has ever been charged like this for classified documents retention. And we know every president, probably from George Washington on, has kept classified documents. And there's a reason you don't charge them, because none of these presidents, not even the worst of them, are security or national security threats. I don't know. You maybe could make an argument that Barack Obama was the first to be a national security threat, but he hasn't been charged with anything, and we know he had classified documents in his possession through all of this. Well, Julie Kelly was on with Steve Bannon. She has been instrumental in exposing all of this as well, and the corruption from inside the government. Let's play a little of her interview with Steve Bannon.
So it just speaks to and demonstrates and proves, and these are unredacted motions, these are unsealed exhibits authorized by Judge Aileen Cannon in Southern Florida. She sees how dirty this case is, how it has been dirty from the beginning, and she is doing her part, as she says, to favor the side of transparency. She strongly believes that the American people deserve to see exactly what went down in this investigation, the indictment, and what's happened since. So what has been revealed in these mind-blowing court motions and exhibits is proof of, once again, Steve, close collaboration between the White House, between the Department of Justice, between longtime partisan bureaucrats like the National Archivist David Ferriero, who, by the way, called January 6th the worst day of his life. David Ferriero must have a pretty good life if January 6th was the worst day of his life. And most particularly, NARA's general counsel, Gary Stern, and how they were working with Biden White House first, the deputy counsel, Jonathan Suh, informally advising or seeking information and guidance from the Department of Justice to concoct and manufacture what initially looked like, Steve, a records destruction case is what it looked like David Ferriero and others were piecing together, claiming that these records were missing, that boxes were missing, unidentified boxes. They couldn't really say what they were. And that David Ferriero was going to go to DOJ, he was going to go to the Hill, and he was going to the White House to tell them that Donald Trump destroyed presidential records. This is 5 or 6 months after Trump left office. Now, keep in mind the other thing that we just learned.
Now, I want you to think about this. Their entire case is that President Trump destroyed documents. Yet, when they seize the documents, they get them totally out of order. So now there's no way to tell what could have been destroyed, what wasn't destroyed, because they're now out of chronological order. They admit this. This is not me speculating. This is the prosecution's team saying we jumbled the documents. The chronologies between the digital footprint, the physical footprint, it's all messed up. We don't know where it was. We don't know how it happened, but it's not in order. How are you going to prove that President Trump went through those documents now, searching for which ones were classified and which ones weren't, when his claim is they were all in order when I took them? And now they're not. Well, maybe they put them out of order on purpose, so you couldn't prove that, because they knew President Trump's claim was legitimate. So as a last-ditch effort, they try to figure out a way to make his claim non-legitimate. Now, we can't talk about President Trump's classified documents case without talking about Joe Biden's and the hypocrisy here. CNN went through and fact-checks Joe Biden's. I'm going to take a trip down memory lane. I'm going to play for you the fact-check that CNN did, which, because it's hilarious. It's CNN fact-checking Joe Biden, nailing him Pinocchios for every single claim that he made. Joe Biden's classified documents case is far worse than President Trump's, and he skated because he's a feeble, dementia-ridden man. That basically according to the documents. But before I get to that, folks, I want to remind you, with all the chaos we see going on in the world, I want you to go to Midas Gold Group, MidasGoldGroup.com. Talk to them about investing in gold. I'm investing in gold. I think it's the right move right now. You see inflation. There's no sign of that giving up. We see the government continue to print money. We see that foreign governments across the globe are buying up gold in record numbers. China is buying gold. The war on the dollar is very real. A digital currency is very, every single thing you can come up with leads me to believe that the one safe haven for your money is gold. Now, how much is right? I'm not telling you to liquidate your entire portfolio and put it in gold. I'm telling you, take some of it and hedge. How much is right for you? Again, talk to Midas Gold Group. 855-322-GOLD, 855-322-GOLD. They're great guys, veteran owned. I know them all personally. I trust them. Pay them a visit, MidasGoldGroup.com. All right, so I promised you I would play some of the classified documents fact check that CNN did on behalf of Joe Biden. Now remember, Joe Biden's classified documents weren't at the most secure personal residence in the world, which is Mar-a-Lago, locked up under secure lock and key in an office, guarded by Secret Service. You name it. This place is secure. Cameras everywhere. Joe Biden's classified documents were strewn across the country from offices at universities to his garage next to his Corvette. Okay. And his personal library, apparently, which was a mess. This is CNN fact-checking Joe Biden.
President Biden said that he stored the documents in filing cabinets that could be locked.
All the stuff that was in my home was in filing cabinets that were either locked or able to be locked.
Just not true, John. This report from the special counsel includes photos of a box just sitting in President Biden's Delaware garage. And that open, unsealed, damaged box included, according to the special counsel, highly sensitive, top secret material about the war in Afghanistan.
Another claim, none of the documents were highly classified.
None of it was high classified. Didn't have any of that red stuff on it. You know what I mean? Around the corners.
Also not true, John. The special counsel's report says that the president possessed multiple highly classified documents that were indeed marked as being highly classified documents, including some marked as top secret / SCI, one of which contains highly sensitive info about military programs and another that contains info about sensitive intelligence and sources and methods. They were clearly marked as highly classified. Biden's own handwritten notes from his time as vice president also contained highly classified info.
And then the third claim, he did not share classified information with a ghostwriter on a book he was working on.
I did not share classified information with my ghostwriter. I did not.
The special counsel did say that explicitly. Mr. Biden shared information, including some classified information from those notebooks with his ghostwriter. So there it is in black and white.
Folks, think about this. That's CNN. That is the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party and the so-called Biden machine. Literally hanging him out to dry because it's clear. You know, CNN, as much as they are liars, they can't look totally stupid because it's all right there. So they, I'm sure this is reluctantly admit. I believe back then it was part of Operation Oust Joe Biden. The problem what happened for the Democrats with Operation Oust Joe Biden, them knowing that he's not going to be able to win against President Trump, is Joe Biden had just enough mental acuity to say, I'm not going anywhere. You're not going to pull this on me. And he's still president of the United States. So there was nothing they can do to push him out. But they were trying to raise the questions, should we get him out of here? Same thing with the whole idea about how he's just a feeble old man that came out in the special prosecutor's report. Joe Biden's not going anywhere. And in many respects, folks, now that we're far enough along here with this campaign, I want Joe Biden to make it to November because I want that to be the guy that President Trump runs against. It's imperative when it comes to that. But when you see the classified documents that Joe Biden held, the left wants to tell you, oh, it was old stuff. It didn't matter anymore and all this stuff. First off, that doesn't matter. It's the law is the law. He broke it. But Mike Waltz, intelligence guy, congressman from Florida, I think, he talked about the documents that he saw that were in Joe Biden's possession.
By the special counsel, Robert Hur, you say they were highly classified and relevant to current national security threats. Tell us more.
Maria, I was shocked at how highly classified these documents are. The media wants you to believe, oh, this was just some old Cold War stuff that old senile Biden maybe had in his garage from decades ago. No, it was recent. It was relevant. They had so many code words across it. I've had a clearance for 30 years. I had to ask what they meant. Eyes only for the president and vice president. Sensitive stripes down the side. There's secret compartmented, and then there's levels even above that. And what you have to understand is the information may be from his time as vice president, but the sources may still be active. So I'm demanding to know, and the intelligence committee in the House wants to know, who did Hunter Biden have traipsing through the garage from Kazakhstan, Russia, China, and what have you, and then the Chinese-funded Biden Center, where they were just sitting in a closet, who knows who was accessing it there? So were these sources and methods compromised is what we need to know. And here's the thing. This is only a portion of the documents. The other portion that were derived in the White House and then his notes, where he was taking notes in classified meetings, he also had lying around in his garage and office and what have you. We're still trying to get those to see the extent of the damage.
So, folks, that is a great summation of the difference between the classified documents and how they were stored in Joe Biden's case versus President Trump's case. And Joe Biden skates scot-free and President Trump doesn't. The witch hunt is very real. There's a reason why President Trump talks about it. They are so afraid of this man. They are so afraid of him getting back into office and what will happen to their gravy train. They are so afraid of what will happen to their power infrastructure in Washington. If President Trump starts to dismantle that and puts government back in control of the people, I am also convinced that when President Trump gets back in office, you are going to see one of the greatest administrations of all time that has people from outside of government, that has not insiders, but outsiders at all levels to come into government and shake up every single agency. Believe me, the intelligence communities, the FBI are going to be doing everything they can to dig dirt on any potential member on President Trump's administration. So here is my advice to anybody in positions of importance that could be involved in going into a Trump administration. And there are literally thousands of positions that President Trump will have to appoint. You better be on your game. You better dot your I's and cross your T's when it comes to your taxes, when it comes to how you live your family life, when it comes to morals and values and all of those things. You better be spot on where you are in a position of God is going to give you his blessing. Because if you are even one step over the line, the intelligence community, the FBI, the DOJ, the deep state is going to be coming for you. I know this to be true. The IRS are going to use every tactic they can to stop great patriots from infiltrating their deep state government. That's my biggest concern. Their deep state government, they will protect with everything they have, and they will do everything they can to ruin decent, good people and scare them from staying away from the Trump administration. Because what have we seen in the history? The history has been that everybody that aligns themselves with President Trump in a position of power or importance ends up being charged with some kind of criminal charge, ends up being run out of government, ends up in jail, like my friend Peter Navarro. God bless that man, who is in jail right now, the only one to ever go to jail in his position for contempt of Congress. Give me a break. We all have contempt of Congress. You know, I had a congressman on the radio program this morning, and he says, if Mike Johnson is vacated and we don't have a speaker, nothing can come out of our committees and nothing can, you know what? We really don't care. Nothing coming out of Washington right now is a good thing. I could care less about any more legislation coming out of the United States House of Representatives. What I can't have is the gavel for committees fall into the wrong hands. You can't have Hakeem Jeffrey appointing new committee chairs while we're moving into the next phase of our ouster of the deep state, and that is the election of President Trump and ultimately him getting sworn into office again. Can't have us losing committees. But give me a break about, Congress and its work is so important. My Lord, what have they been doing up there? Congress has played a large role in the destruction of this country. And the number one way you destroy this country is spending money in a manner that we cannot afford. And that's been going on since as long as I can remember. All right. I'm 55 years old. I remember as a grade schooler studying Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan. I guess Ronald Reagan was more end of middle school, high school. But Jimmy Carter, for sure. The spending was out of control. Why do you think inflation was? And that's when it all started. And it never stopped from then. We've just been going at a rate that we cannot sustain. So I urge all of you, let your voices be heard, man. You go to every town hall meeting your member of Congress has and you tell them enough is enough and you are fed up with this. That's what's got to happen. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of Stinchfield, the podcast. I so appreciate you joining me today. Don't forget the website, grantstinchfield.com, grantstinchfield.com. Stinchfield1776 is the social media platforms, of course. I'll see you all on the Real America's Voice show tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern time. John Solomon is going to be my guest. We have more big breaking news on this classified documents case when it comes to President Trump and the railroad job that this government is engaging against him. Folks, thank you so much for joining me. We will see you back here real soon.